The euro was in safe hands, surely. By the time the Irish went to the polls in February, its bailout was secure. Greece was promising reform, but then events conspired to undermine the best hopes. Bond yields kept rising. Fear was growing about whether Portugal and Spain might need a bailout. The Japanese earthquake, nuclear safety, and Libya put the euro on the back burner at the Eurozone Leaders' March summit.
All in all, it was a tamer meeting than the last one, shall we say.
By July, Italy was in the firing line, and Greece was not going to be able to pay its bills. Europe's leaders held a crisis summit. Overnight, they agreed to give Greece huge debt relief as part of a stunning second bailout.
The head of states and government of the Eurozone showed a real determination to defend the zone, to make sure that Greece was taken care of and had a comprehensive package.
By September, the unthinkable wasn't anymore. The Eurozone itself might just be in danger. People harked back to its very foundation.
See, when the euro was set up, a lot of people said, well, it's very good, you have a currency without a government. But actually, it's turned out to be a minus point because no one is in charge.
By the time finance ministers met in Poland in September, Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was himself in the firing line, with Italian bond yields heading towards unsustainable levels. There wasn't enough money to bail out the zone's third biggest economy. The European Central Bank stepped in to the relief of finance ministers.
Fortunately, the European Central Bank has given us more time by intervening on the Italian and Spanish bond markets and providing a kind of protective shield.
Then, acronyms hit the airwaves. The European Financial Stability Facility, or EFSF, hit the headlines when the 17 Eurozone national parliaments had to vote to expand its power. To great relief, they all did.
The facility is not going to last forever. It should be phased out in a few years' time. So for the time being, it is the best way to escape the current crisis.
But then, a threat by Greece's prime minister to let Greeks vote on austerity brought down its government in November. A technocrat took over. So did one in Rome. Both pledged huge austerity packages. Markets responded well and took off some of the heat.
Entering the critical period of 10 days.
Then European Commissioner Olli Rehn set the clock ticking in December. There was just 10 days left to save the single currency. So now it's early December, yet another EU leader summit in Brussels to save the euro. It's the third one I've been to in Brussels this year alone. The question is, have they done enough this time to save the single currency? Are the markets pleased? Will the leaders do enough to actually put the sunshine back into the single currency? Britain balked at a new treaty to enshrine fiscal discipline. The other 26 countries say they will try and agree ways to force each other to balance budgets and enforce penalties on those who don't.
Treaty change or not, I still believe that that is not really into the heart of the problem, which is more related to economic problems and need reforming in the countries and need increased firepower in the firewall.
After countless meetings, has Europe done enough to restore confidence and therefore not need more firepower in 2012? Jim Bolden, CNN, London.